When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can we still say in all our sons' command? Because technically I believe the country of Canada has changed it to in all of our command.
It says us, all of us.
All of us command?
I think.
All of us command.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just wondering.
This is probably a better question for John.
It might be. Yeah, that's fair.
We need to ask him.
It's the Mason Crosby Show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan Studios powered by the Potawatomi Sports Bank. Book? What?
Sports Bank.
For me, it's the Sports Bank because I win. But, like, I don't know about you guys. So, for you guys, it's a sports book. For me, it's a sports bank. Love you, Potawatomi. Joining the show now, he'll have all our of the things we've been wondering about Canada for our entire lives. He will have all the answers. He is the one, the only, John Ryan. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, and thanks for serenading me there. You guys sound like a couple of angels singing O Canada this morning.
By the way, O Canada is amazing. Being an American, obviously I love the Star Spangled Banner, but O Canada is truly a fantastic anthem. I will watch a hockey game, I will watch the open to an NHL game always if there's a Canadian team playing, just to hear the anthem.
It's a good anthem, what can I say? It's good, it gets me going.
Well, yeah. So, hey, John, man. Hey, appreciate you jumping on. I was telling these guys, so John Ryan was, he stood up in my wedding. He was the first punter that I played with in the NFL there in Green Bay. One of my close friends, good buddies. He's not quite as strong as I am, but, you know, he tries really hard in the weight room.
Unbelievable.
I knew I'd get him fired up right away. Talking like
arm wrestling
I sent these guys a pictures of your tiny arms, and you know they were just wondering if you'd ever seen a weight in your life. Tell everyone, you know, your time in Green Bay. We'll dive into Green Bay. You're doing our Eye on the Enemy segment here on the show, talking about Seattle and the Packers rivalry and some of the games going back and forth. But what did you have in your refrigerator? You know, my rookie year, every time I came to your house, when I'd open your refrigerator, what were you stocked up with?
First of all, is it Mason or Jason?
Oh, get out of here, Jason!
it was funny because we had some good times together back in the 06 or I guess 07 when you came 07. In there as a rookie. My fridge is always well stocked with a variety of beer and protein shakes. That's pretty much all you need when you're a 24, 25 year old kid playing in the NFL.
Literally, John would just slam some beer and protein shakes and work out and just hit bombs. That's all John Ryan did for a living. But as we talk about that year together in Green Bay and what 07, and now it's starting to get cold in Green Bay right now and in Wisconsin. So you were involved in that NFC Championship game against the Giants in 07. Just tell the listeners about your experience and like how stinking cold that was and what it's like punting a ball in an experience like that.
Yeah, I mean that was a tough game. Obviously, you know, it was so cold out, and obviously those games always end up going to overtime, so you feel like you're out there forever. But you know, the balls, they're not only cold, but they're flat in a game like that. And I just remember just hitting punts and warm ups, hitting punts in the game, just them going absolutely nowhere. You know, it's very emasculating to hit balls and just go nowhere. And I know when their kicker, I believe, it was Lawrence Tynes, wasn't it, who went up there for that game winning field goal. Yes. I was like, there's no way in the world that he hits this field goal. There's no way, and unfortunately he did, and you know, the rest was kind of history. But that was a miserable game.
And he had struggled. He had missed a couple in the game, and going that direction. I mean, unfortunately an exceptional moment for him, and a tough one for us. And man, my dear friend, I lost you as a teammate after that 2008, I guess, off season. Yeah. Packers released you, which still gets in my crawl and bugs me to this day. But then you went off and you went to Seattle and you had a heck of a career. Went to Seattle, won a Super Bowl. Unfortunately, you were on the other side of the on the other sideline in some crazy Packer Seattle games. Yeah. Let's talk about the first one that comes to mind, the Fail Mary.
The Fail Mary.
Do you actually think that Golden Tate caught that ball?
Yeah. Of course he did.
All right.
Yeah, I have pictures. I got proof.
Canadians are dreamers, guys. Canadians, they have big dreams. They love to dream big. Wow. So John Ryan's proven that for us.
What year was that game? 2013. You're still crying about it? 10 years later?
2012. Yeah, so 12 years, man.
Oh my God, 12 years.
Seattle's broken our hearts. It lived. Y'all live in my head and in my heart, and it's broken.
Yeah, that was just the most bizarre game. You know, you have these high school refs reffing the game. It was so bizarre. I know we kind of had a non call, or when you guys went down and scored a touchdown, we kind of had a non call on us, and then we kind of came back down and had the Hail Mary to Golden Tate, and the referee came up to me as I'm waiting to hold to the PAT. He goes, "I guess that makes up for the missed call on the other side." What are you?
Those were the scab refs too. Yeah.
Yeah. These guys are like, they were like refereeing Pee Wee football the week before down in the NFL, and they just have no clue what they're doing. And it was a painful time. And you know, thank God they got that resolved, because that was just a weird, what was it, 4 or 5 weeks where we just have these guys have no clue how to call a game. And as a result, you know, you saw what happened in that game. Just, you know, as you said, we've had some very bizarre games playing against you guys for all those years.
I know. And then, the 2014 NFC Championship, you throw a touchdown pass on a fake field goal. We had Brad Jones on earlier this week, and I remember talking to you, I think it was after that moment, and you were like, yeah, wherever Brad Jones lined up, we knew that's where y'all were rushing from. And when we saw him line up to the short side, we knew we were going to run this play. John Ryan, like the athlete quarterback he is, rolls to his left and throws a dime to a tackle for the touchdown, and just breaks my heart again. 10 years now, and I'm still devastated by it.
Yeah, that was.
And I still call you friend, John. Don't worry.
It was, you know, personally, it's one of the highlights of my career. Being able to, you know, throw a touchdown pass in such a big moment. Obviously the only one of my career, but yeah, that play was a run first option, and then we were kind of waiting for AJ Hawk to either fall into coverage or come towards me. So I was running right off the bat, and then when AJ came up, left Gary Gilliam open, kind of, I like it that you called that a dime, because it was kind of a shot put, but they got the job done.
I don't even know that AJ came up. Like, AJ just ran to nowhere. Like, AJ was just like, I remember just watching that play over and over and over again, just thinking about, like, what is he doing? He's not covering his guy, and he's not, like, he's just, like, he's running.
You know you're prepared in a good team whenever it's like the fake punt or fake field goal has the run pass option with the punter. Like, you know that you've practiced and you're detailed whenever that's the case.
That's true, yeah. But, you know, the whole design was kind of put AJ on an island and make him kind of make a choice. And, you know, he kind of looked like he was on a bit of an island out there, kind of not knowing what to do, because, you know, it was just such a well-designed plan, in my opinion.
Well, I'm going to, unfortunately, come at you a little bit on a couple other fake punts and fake plays that you
Great. Thanks. I just hope you'd leave, you know, friends like this, huh?
How's your face feel after a couple of them? Was that the Vikings game and that crazy cold game there in Minnesota whenever you ran that fake punt and guy just hit you in the knees? I felt so bad when that happened.
Oh, man. It was a playoff game. We were playing outdoors because it was in between the two stadiums being built.
That was the year that Brett Favre got killed, right? Like, literally, like, they killed him on the field because it was so cold.
It was
he's buried there.
Miserable day. And I remember, I think it was -1 at kickoff plus the wind chill. And I remember just thinking, this is going to be the longest 3 hours of my life. And then we go out there, we go 3 and out. I go to punt the snapper, has a bad snap. I take off running with it. I absolutely break my nose in half. So now I'm like, now I'm stuck out here. There's freaking 10 minutes left in the first quarter. I have a broken nose. There's blood. I can barely see. I'm like, this is truly going to be the longest 3 hours of my life now. And I hated every minute of that game. Somehow we came out winners, and they snapped my nose back into place after the game. And funny you should say that because, you know, I played in the CFL until 2 years ago. So I finally scheduled an appointment to get the surgery on my nose.
Getting it fixed up.
So thank you for bringing that up, Mason.
Well, I just want to remind you, like, to make sure that you were all taken care of, and see, and to show the people, like the people listening, specialists are football players too, and they're tough, and we get hurt, and we bounce back up.
Love it.
Tough football players.
Mason Crosby was an All-State safety in Georgetown, Texas.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, he was. He hit people hard.
District 7A?
Yeah, we played in just north of Austin, Texas, and played some tough games, and I got picks, three or four interceptions my last year, and kicked all the extra points. Just a baller. No big deal.
I think, Mason, you're one of the best kickers that's ever played the game. One of the greatest kicker in the history of the Green Bay Packers. I love being a teammate of yours. But when we were together, you were literally not good at anything except for football. So that's why I was so happy when you got this radio job, because I was like, man, I was worried about Mason because I was like, there's nothing he's good at now. Like, football's gone. And now, but you're the greatest kicker of all time, buddy. But it's really good to see you land on your feet.
Thank you. I appreciate that that I could get a job after playing football and not just like ride off into obscurity and do nothing with my life.
It's literally what I'm doing right now, but thanks for bringing it up.
No problem.
That is not true. Doing lots of interesting things.
You just gave us a great segue, and I'm gonna throw this over to super producer Tommy, who called you to get you on, and he is a big fan of what you're doing post football, with your baseball stuff. So I'm gonna let Tommy ask you a few questions around what's going on with John Ryan now.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, producer Tommy here, John. I see that, I don't know if the year is all correct, but I assume your Wikipedia can't be too far off here. You are an owner of the Portland Pickles, is that correct?
Me and my buddy bought the team about 9 years ago now, and we've kind of built that up, and it's going really well.
So I am a summer ball guy through and through. I've spent 4 summers in 3 years in the Northwoods League. I did a year out in the CCL in California. Take me through the idea of coming up with, hey, I want to invest in a summer baseball team. And congratulations, you guys had your first alumni make it to the MLB this year. Kyle Manzardo, is that correct?
That's correct. And we also won the West Coast League this year.
So and yes, and a champion. So Kyle Manzardo also played for the Wilmer Stingers, which I formerly worked for as well. You should just sell summer collegiate baseball right now, because it's seriously underappreciated, it feels like, across America.
It's the most fun you'll have at the ballpark, for sure. And, I fell in love with it when I was living in Green Bay with the Green Bay Bullfrogs. I think it was their inaugural season. I think I still have the plaque that says the first game ever. So that's when I fell in love with collegiate summer woodbat baseball. And, kind of nearing the end of my career, that's when I kind of wanted to do something else in baseball, and ended up buying the Portland Pickles. But every night is just an absolute party at the park. The game on the ballpark, the game on the field is a great high caliber of ball. We had 5 players drafted last year. We had dozens of players drafted out of our league. But the real fun happens in the stands. It's just an absolute party every night. We have a 1,000-seat stadium. We get almost 4,000 fans every night. We just absolutely pack the place. And, there's beers are flowing, and it's just good times are had every single night.
Yeah, and one more question I have to go away from that. I want to know here, you played for some pretty interesting teams along the way.
Are you stealing my CFL question?
Oh, here, then I can go to a different
no,
question.
No, you go right ahead.
No, I got a better one. I got a better one.
I thought you were pickles.
Okay, I got a different one then. John,
yeah, you're baseball, Tommy.
John, did you play other positions before you were a punter as well?
I was a running back in high school, and actually I went to a small Canadian college, and I played receiver for all 4 years there as well.
Okay, so never quarterback, though?
Never quarterback.
But if you felt like you needed to throw a one-yard slant pass to win a game, do you think you could do it?
Wow.
Jeez. You're the worst.
I would have thrown a fade to the end zone.
Handed it off to the beast.
Why would we bring this up right now?
That's right.
I'm sorry.
That's right,
I just thought you forgot about it. It was 10 years ago at this point.
It was 8:30 in the morning. I just woke up. I haven't had my first drink yet. I haven't had a protein shake or a workout. I barely had my coffee. We're bringing up this.
All right, John, switching gears to the CFL, or actually like collegiate football in Canada as well, because as you said, you are. All right, I'm going to get this wrong. Is it Regina?
Yeah. Sure is.
Okay. What is it, John? Is it where
it's
did you
Regina,
where did you go to school?
Regina.
You know where I went to school, Wilson.
The University. Every day, I would make him tell me where he was from.
Yeah.
Where he went to school, like a child.
Between you and John Schneider, I have to say the University of Regina probably 5 times a day for a whole year.
I mean,
just giggles.
I don't know.
Giggles ensue.
I don't know how you put up with those guys, John.
We had a good time, I'll tell you.
All right, so you played at the University of Regina. You then played with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. You played with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, the Hamilton Tiger Cats, the Edmonton Elks. What is the biggest difference between CFL football and NFL football?
Good question.
I'm trying.
I don't know if you can say pick out one thing. I mean, there's dozens of things from the field is 65 yards wide and 110 long with 20-yard end zones. It's 3-down football. It's 12 aside. On punting, there's no fair catches. You miss a field goal, goes through the end zone, you get a point. A punt that goes through the end zone gets a point. It's just such a different game. You know, I guess the core of it's the same, but the game is just so much different.
Why does the CFL exist? Like why? I guess is there a sense of Canadian pride that the CFL exists and that they haven't merged with the NFL at some point?
There 100% is. You know, there's a lot of people that, you know, I just went to the Grey Cup game in Vancouver a couple of weeks ago. It's the 111th Grey Cup. Like, I mean, the CFL football has been around for over 100 years, so the game is definitely deep in tradition, Canadian tradition, and most people want to keep it that way. You know, they want to keep the 3-down football. They want to keep the bigger field. They want to keep it, you know, uniquely Canadian.
Oh, man. Yeah, so this is we're talking with John Ryan on the Mason Crosby Show live from 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. And then after Seattle, right, you went and played in Canada for how many more years?
Four more years.
What a legend. Just gets done with the NFL and just says, like, hey, I'll go back up to Canada for a couple years and just go bomb football.
And it's not like he was playing in the NFL for like 4 or 5 years. Like, you were here for 12 seasons, and then you played a bunch more seasons.
Yeah, I mean, I just love football. That's what it basically comes down to. And, you know, to go back and, as Mason said, bomb footballs and drink beers, my two favorite things. And you do a lot of those things when you're playing CFL football. So it worked out great for me. I had a lot of fun. You know, obviously, you know, I didn't need to go back there financially or that I was, you know, looking for a paycheck. I just wanted to go back and keep on playing football. And the fact that I got to do it in front of my family and have, you know, my 12 nieces and nephews come to every home game meant a lot to me.
All right, here's the problem with Wikipedia is that, like, you never know if all the information's up to date. Are you and Sarah still married?
We're definitely still married.
Just making sure. Who's funnier?
Oh, she's way funnier.
She's a professional stand-up comedian, right?
Yes.
What's her best bit?
She has a lot of stuff about me right now. It really destroys me.
Probably good.
You know, about she doesn't like the way I wake up in the morning and go and, you know, stand in front of the refrigerator naked and, you know, drink the milk out of the carton. You know, she doesn't. She says, I don't like your balls in the refrigerator.
I don't like that.
Oh, that's so good.
You found your like perfect counterpart in Sarah. I mean, it's like,
I did. Yeah.
It's like John and Sarah are cut from the same cloth. I know, John, you've done some like, you've kind of led off for her and done some stand-up comedy with her as well. Just, you know, tell everyone, how many Steamboat High is your highest hang time punt that you've ever had?
Oh, a good 5.5 Steamboats, which converts to like 6 2/3 of a second in Canada. That's pretty good.
How many Steamboats? Oh, man, I remember when you did that little video on Lambo.
Yeah.
One Steamboat, two Steamboat.
John so Ryan good. For MVP. Was on
That's
ESPN.
Right.
Very cool. John Ryan joining us on the Mason Crosby Show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. So, John, where are you going to be watching the game Sunday night?
I'll be watching from Lumen Field. I'll be at the stadium.
Oh, nice. Ooh. All right. Yeah. Yeah. I know you retired there as a Seahawk. Was that last spring? Is that correct? Yeah. So you get back quite a bit?
I do. This is my, I think, my fifth game this year. But, yeah, these... you know, as I said, going back to the CFL after my career there, and then them kind of having me back so I can retire as a Seahawk earlier in April kind of meant a lot to me. So, yeah, I still owe a lot to them, as I do to the people in Green Bay as well. So I've had a very blessed career.
Well, John, I really appreciate you, man. And, I remember seeing you after my last game there in Green Bay. You were so awesome. You came out, just to be there for my last, probably my last game there in Lambeau. And, what a great teammate, great friend. And I really appreciate you coming on the show today and telling some stories and cutting it up. We have a lot of inside stuff. I'll have to come out to see the Pickles play, this summer.
Absolutely. And trip and for we'll the Mason to, Crosby Show. Let's go.
We'll get
Let's
together. Go. Get together again soon. But all the best to you and to Sarah, and just keep doing your thing. Tell the people that are listening. I know you have a new podcast that you and Sarah are doing, and y'all do a fun like holiday thing with taking shots of different alcohol. So just tell everyone that before we go to break here.
Yeah, we have a new podcast called The Book List. If you can hear and you have at least one good ear, you know that I have a bit of a speech impediment, so we call it the Book List, and we just kind of talk and cut it up every week, but then we also, at the end of the month, we review a book, either one of my romance novels or one of her thriller novels. And then also, on Instagram, you can follow me, John Ryan 9, or my wife, Sarah Colonna, and we do, during the Christmas season, we do an advent calendar of liquor. Every night we pull out a different shot. They're usually awful. It's just a 45 seconds of watching us painfully drink these shots.
What's your least favorite that you've had?
Almost all of them. Well, last night we had some kind of apple concoction that really, really hit me in the back of the throat, not in a good way. But every night's an awful 1 minute, but it is what it is. Makes so the people good. Laugh.
That's awesome. Well, really appreciate you, John, and hope to have you again on some time. But have a great rest of your day. Go drink some protein and maybe have a beer and keep your junk out of the refrigerator.
All things I'm going to do today. And buddy, I love you, man. All joking aside, you're one of the greatest teammates I've ever had in my life, and I miss you.
All right, bud. Talk to you later.
Thanks, John. Same to you.